And at this point in my preparation, a sequence from the Lord of the Rings film came to my mind. Not surprising, I suppose. Lots of swords in Lord of the Rings. But the latest episode is called The Two Towers. And afterwards, after I'd seen the film, I looked up in the book afterwards, and it's called The King of the Golden Hall. And the King of the Golden Hall is Theoden, who, unfortunately, has come under the influence of the evil Saruman through the agency of his servant, Wormtongue, who's also, unfortunately, been bought by Saruman. But I don't want to go into too many details. It's this image of the enfeebled king that I found so striking. He sits crumpled on his throne. And the text says, so bent with age that he seemed almost a dwarf, looking at least 100 years old, ashen in complexion and wrinkled, deprived of all initiative. He's passive. He can hardly even speak. And he's only open to the poisonous words of Wormtongue. And these words weaken him still further. But then, Gandalf and company arrived on the scene. The Bodhisattva returns. And very soon, the power for good is at work through the agency of Gandalf, Theoden's saviour. Now, it's not a sword that Gandalf uses to restore the king's powers. They've had to leave all their weapons outside. It's a staff. But of course, Gandalf's staff is a magic staff. And as he points it and thrusts it, more like a spear than a sword, we see the visible signs of Theoden's false age crumble away. And he stands up, tall from his throne, a man again, a king again. So I'm citing this as an appropriate image for the power of the creative mind that can sometimes very quickly, cut through the obscurations of the reactive mind, sometimes in a very magical way. We see something similar on retreat here at Padmaloka. I'm sure we'll see it this weekend. We see how people on the retreat, even in a weekend, can become quite dramatically transformed, in appearance even, as a result of spiritual practice. They leave the retreat looking younger. It's magical. It's wonderful. So, our weekend here is a spiritual workshop on how to use Manjugoshi's sword to remove the crippling effects of the reactive mind. Constantly and systematically, we won't achieve it in a single day. If we do this, we will begin to look even physically fresher, younger, or at least, even if we can't shed the physical marks of age, the brightness of Manjugoshi's eternal youth will shine from our eyes, our being. Now, you might like the idea of getting a grip of Manjugoshi's sword. You might be already, in your mind's eye at least, enjoying the feel of the Vajra hilt in your hand. By the way, if you do get hold of it, don't forget that you have to have the demon-quelling mudra. Yeah? Demon-quelling mudra. You hold it with the demon-quelling mudra because this sword does literally destroy demons. But if you are enjoying the feel of it, you also have to know what it is you're going to start thrusting and slashing at. I must ask myself, you must ask yourself, what are the qualities, the tendencies, the proclivities, the bad habits that constantly sap away at my spiritual energy? Is there one particular bête noire, one particular terrible demon that I'd really like to have a go at? It could be an inhibiting self-view. It could be, say, to do with lack of confidence. It could be my bad temper. It could be a communication block that you have with someone, someone you work with, someone you live with, a block in communication that's been interfering with your spiritual life for weeks, for months, even, unfortunately, for years. Or it could be something nasty, or something you think's nasty that is lurking, that's been you've been keeping very private for yonks, and yet it's sapping at your vitals. Something maybe we want to confess, something maybe we feel like confiding, and yet we've never been able to bring ourselves to do it, and yet it's in the way, we want to get rid of it. Well, it could well be the sword of Manjugorje, even this weekend, that does this for you. Just bring the nasty or pathetic demon into the open. Hold the tip of the sword to it. Don't forget it's a flaming sword, and it will be, hopefully, immediately reduced to ashes.